at work now.
What about the situation with the defense and the coaching staff? Do you think the performance lacked? Was it injuries? How do you think you'll be evaluated?
You know what, man? I was a part of pretty much every defense to snap out there. I'm held accountable for every yard given up, every touchdown scored. It's a lot of things happened though. We fall through some injuries, but we don't make excuses. What you saw on the scoreboard is what we allowed, and you know, hopefully, guys will get another opportunity to prove themselves again. Our coordinator, our coaches, players. It's a tough league, a tough business, and we got to deal with it when it comes.
Disneyland.
Ah, man, just go home and relax, man. Go home and see my family, man. Go visit some people. I got a bunch of family waiting on me, my kids, wife, everything. So I'm just going to have fun, man, and chill out.
Mario, when there is going to be a lot of change up top, how do players deal with that? How do you deal with the uncertainty?
I can't speak for most guys, but for myself, I'm just going to relax. I try to go out there and put everything I had out there for 16 weeks, and if that's not enough, then it's just not meant for me, and you know, that's how I take it. I give you everything I got, and sometimes good ain't good enough, but we'll see what happens.
You look back and just say a disappointing season overall? I mean, is that kind of what you're left with?
Well, anytime you're going home after the week 17, it's very disappointing if you're not in the playoffs, you're not in the tournament. So disappointing from that standpoint, but I'm proud of a lot of guys, how they fought. Even in the last game yesterday, a lot of guys, a lot of nagging injuries, including myself, they could have just laid it down, but they fought for 60 minutes, and I think you can't judge a man's character by the way he finishes the season and time of desperation.
How much different is it going this offseason with the specter of the lockout, not knowing when things are going to go down, all that hanging over you?
Well, I don't know. It's one of those things where in the offseason we don't do much anyway. We work out. I mean, that held back. I'm pretty sure some guys, myself included, is kind of happy about some workout days being taken away. We get a little more time to relax with family. But I think a lot of guys just want to go to OTAs and get that thing resolved by May so we can play football next year. But in the next couple months, I don't think any guys will be worried. We have a union that's taking care of that, and I think that's what we're going to allow them to do.
Well, guys, you think staying is as good a shape working out on their own day-to-day as they would being here at the facility?
Yeah, I know. I can speak for myself personally. I know I do. I have a personal trainer when I'm at home. I love the game. I know you can't sit around and let time pass you by if you want to be good at this. So I'll be working out next week doing something, not as strenuous as I would here, but I'll be in the gym making sure that my body's ready to go for next season.
Thanks, Mario.